Well, in this message, we're going to be talking to you about tongues, the mysteries revealed, and that's really what happens when you have the gift of tongues. And it is a marvelous, marvelous gift. It's a wonderful gift that Jesus gives us through Holy Spirit. In fact, he gives us Holy Spirit himself, or you would say the Holy Spirit. And I praise God that we have come to this experience in the Word of God, Barbara. It's just an awesome thing to be able to pray in the Spirit. And particularly when you're up against something you don't understand and your mind is just not bringing you the answers that you need or the understanding you need, you can always pray in tongues. And that's a wonderful thing for me.
Amen. I remember a time in college when a professor was asked, is there such a thing as tongues? And he said, yes, but I wouldn't get into it. It's dangerous. And just because tongues may be what some people quote as dangerous or controversial does not mean it isn't a viable gift to the body of Jesus Christ. And Darren, I believe this has probably been the most misunderstood, misused, abused gift and a precious presence of Holy Spirit in our lives is the issue of tongues. And for a while, I did not receive my precious gift of tongues or the baptism of the Holy Spirit, as some people call it, because I was so fearful. And I believe that we need to get over that, and we need to embrace this wonderful, wonderful baptism of power that Holy Spirit has given to us this day.
Well, I agree with you, and you know the resistance that came in our church backgrounds because of reason, not really because of revelation. And Holy Spirit wants to give us a marvelous revelation of who he is. In fact, it says when the Spirit comes, or the Spirit of truth comes, he'll lead you into all truth. But it also goes on to say that he will bring glory to Jesus.
Amen.
And anything that does not glorify Jesus Christ is off the track, folks. I have to tell you that. And Jesus is deity. I mean, his bloodline is deity. He is as God. And the word says, if you've seen me, Jesus was speaking, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And really, he came to tell us about the Father, and now he sent precious Holy Spirit to really reveal the Word to us. And we have to remember this, that the Word of God, the reason the Bible is different than any other book, all other books on the earth, is that it's inspired by Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit caused the prophets and kings and so on, disciples, apostles, to really put it down in writing for us. But it is an inspired Word of God. It's different. It has self-fulfilling power. It's not just information. So when we read Scripture to you, we have already given great respect and we really bow in humility to the Word, and we elevate the Word in our lives. There's nothing, I don't believe, Barbara, in our lives that's higher than the Word of God. The name of Jesus, the name of the Lord, very precious things to us. So we are Word people, and sometimes we're accused of being overzealous and with too much zeal and on, but I'll tell you, folks, the world today is in a mess because Jesus Christ has been pushed aside. But you know, that power has never been silenced, and men and nations and demons, the very demons of hell and Satan himself, have tried to silence this message, but they can't, because it's loaded with really a power that the evil can't overcome. And you need to remember this: there's more power to get you healed than there is to keep you sick. Mm-hmm. There's more power to bless you financially than there is power to keep you in poverty, mm-hmm. or financial struggle or insufficiency. But that kind of power, that dunamis power, is what we're going to talk to you about today.
Yes.
But praise, I praise God that tongues really are a mystery revealed, or they will reveal the mysteries to us. And Barbara, I know I came to the gift of tongues several years ago because I was up against some things that were too much for my natural mind. I knew that I needed more power with God, a greater contact with him. I needed to hear his voice more clearly. And that's when I really, in a time of great crisis in my life, went for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
So you just kind of said, well, I might be afraid, but I feel like what I'm going to get up here on ahead is much more important. And so you took that chance.
Well, I didn't know what else to do, very honestly, but I had heard so many people that were so deeply Southern, and this is no, don't, if you're from the deep South, don't take this, be offended by this, but I'd heard so many hillbilly preachers, very honestly, that were of the Pentecostal or charismatic persuasion, and I thought, you know, I'm not sure about this. Mm-hmm. And I said, God, bring me somebody that's educated. Well, he brought me Colonel Speed Wilson, who was a Marine colonel. And in fact, his last assignment, just before he talked to me, had been at the Pentagon, and then he retired. But I'll tell you, Colonel Speed sat down and spent some time with me, and I won't go into it, it's quite a long story, but he sent him to me under the most amazing conditions. I was in a small town in western Kansas, and this town probably didn't have a population of 12,000 people or 10,000 people. And Colonel Speed came to one of my meetings, and he spent a little time with me afterward, in fact, 3 or 4 hours, and he answered all the questions that I had at that moment about the gift of tongues and about speaking in tongues and so on. But today we're going to talk to you because I know that many of you listening to this tape message are fearful or concerned, or you have some wrong information, or your church didn't teach it, or even in a, well, let's say it this way, in a very sad situation, they may have fought the gift of tongues because they didn't understand it. Well, we're going to tell you, in fact, we're going to begin with some scriptures here that I believe will really open up the eyes of your heart. But before we go on, let's pray.
Oh, amen.
That be right?
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I'm here today in agreement with Barbara as we bring this message on this wonderful gift of tongues and Holy Spirit, the name of Jesus, the Word of God. Oh, Lord God, we treasure the Word. It is inspired. And Father God, we know that we can't live on bread alone, but we have to live on every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You tell us that in Matthew 4:4. And Father God, we just love you and we praise you and we treasure this written record of who you are and what you've done with your people down through the ages. And Father God, we know that according to Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father God, we need that power that was in Jesus' life operating in our lives today. We need that. We're up against things that we can't handle on our own. We certainly can't handle them in the flesh or by reason of the mind. We can't handle it through education. Father God, we just don't have it. The power that we need, really, to come up against these circumstances and these situations in life that are so overwhelming. We need more going for us and in us and through us than we've had before. So, Father, I thank you that we have found that in this wonderful experience of tongues, this wonderful gift of the baptism that Jesus gave us when we ask in faith. And so I thank you today, Jesus, you're going to be with us as we rightly divide the Word of God.
Thank you.
Amen, Jesus.
Amen.
We are in agreement.
Amen.
All right, Barbara,
hallelujah.
You got some scripture. Let's go for it.
Well, in the Old Testament, we're right in the middle of total disobedience of Israel and Judah. In a time when Isaiah himself, God asked Isaiah to walk for 3 years naked for the sins of Israel and Judah. It was such a time of debauchery and sinfulness and wickedness. And in the 28th chapter of Isaiah, I find it really interesting. They talk about the drunkards of Ephraim. These were really the priests, Darren. These were the priests that should have been leading the people into holiness and the righteousness of the Lord. And they were leading them away down into the pits, down into wickedness. And the Lord is saying, right here in the second verse, he says, "Behold, the Lord has a strong and mighty agent." I wonder if right there he's talking about Holy Spirit. I'm going to bring Holy Spirit and he's going to knock you all on your heads. And
yeah, today we'd say he's going to jerk slack out of you.
That's right. He sure is.
He's going to bring you to accountability.
Isn't it wonderful when we're in the worst of conditions, the Lord always has a plan.
He has a plan.
The Lord always has a better plan for us. And I'm so thankful we have a Father God. Oh, friends, listen to this. We have a Father God whom we can depend on to get us out of the messes we get ourselves into. As we humble him and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, he will bring us into a great and broad area of deliverance, as David said in the Psalms. But we're going to go down to the 9th verse here in Isaiah 28. And he, right then, before that, he's talking about these prophets. And he says, "All your tables are full of filthy vomit."
Mm.
Oh, now see, what they thought they were bringing to the Lord, they were bringing it in an absolute mockery to God, and he called it vomit. And in verse 9, he says, "To whom would he teach knowledge? And to whom would he interpret the message?" He doesn't have anybody here. He says, "Who am I going to give to interpret my message? And who am I going to, who do I trust here to teach knowledge?" Well, those who just weaned from milk? These who have just taken from the breast? No way. And it says in Hebrews, the 5th chapter, that many of us are still on the milk of the Word. We haven't gotten into the meat, people. And Father God wants us to get into the very meat and the marrow and the good stuff that he has for us, the deep, deep things of Holy Spirit.
And really, in the New Testament, he was talking about that. He said, you know, must we always take them again, you know,
yes,
to repentance?
Yes.
See, he wants us to get beyond repentance when that's how we got into,
yes,
the kingdom of God. That's how Jesus became our Lord and our Savior. Well, now we need to go on, not as babes, but as mature people, learning the knowledge